The blues pianist Otis Spann, famous for his work with Muddy Waters, died of liver cancer in the spring of 1970. He left the hospital in Chicago and played three shows just before he died. Two reels of tape from the club in Boston have now been found, and nine of the songs are on a new CD called Otis Spann, Last Call. The pictures show a very thin pianist smoking a cigarette. Only about 50 people came to the club, and they wound up on stage. Peter Malick put together the CD. He played those last nights with Otis Spann.
I think it was an old synagogue on the second floor of in the south end of Boston. Spann showed up about 2 hours before the gig started. I hadn't seen him since he'd been ill, and it was just shocking because he really was sick. And there was just this incredible sense among the crowd of exactly what was going on, that here was a legend that people had come to see who probably would never be seen again. And everybody crowded around stage right, which is where the piano was set up, and everybody just gathered around his piano and stayed there all night.
Thinking back to his career, how good is he on this particular night? How much did he have left, actually?
You know, you can hear, if you compare the recording to some of his other recordings, you know, he doesn't have the sheer power that he once had, but he still has just this incredible depth of blues. And I went back to Chicago with him after this date and stayed with him in the same room, you know, for the last 3 weeks of his life, and literally I played with him until the day before he died.
Let's talk a bit about the song Chains of Love on the CD. We hear Lucille Jenkins come and explain just a bit to the crowd about why Otis can't sing on this particular song.
I know a lot of you are wondering tonight why Otis is not singing. Otis have a slight problem of what you call laryngitis. So you will have to overlook him tonight. I'll do my best to give you my best. What you say, huh?
Mr. Malick, could he, in fact, sing at this point?
No, he could hardly speak. He spoke at a whisper at this point. And I remember when I found out about his voice, I sort of futilely called a doctor to see if there was something that could be done. This is really my first experience with death.
He is accompanying his wife, Lucille, and she's singing Chains of Love. I have read that he was a perfect blues accompanist and ensemble player.
Chains of love make me feel so blue.
He was really the master accompanist. I've heard stories. Bruce Iglar of Alligator Records spoke at the Tombstone dedication in 1999.
For Mr. Spann, you mean?
For Mr. Spann, yeah. And we've talked about in his early days, there was some sessions done with Junior Wells and Buddy Guy and various other musicians who they would all sit there in the studio and defer to Spann. Otis, how do you think this should go? What do you think we should do right here? And so he really was the master of that Chicago clique, of that group of musicians.
Now, here's a moment. You're playing guitar. You are 18 years old, playing with these men who played with Muddy Waters. Mm-hmm. And you're asked to play a solo. Is that a nervous thing? Can you remember that some 30 years ago?
Yeah, I can remember it a lot. I remember this particular recording because of what I knew about Span's health and the reality of what was going on is I really tried to play as little as I possibly could. I had enough presence of mind to know that if things got loud, that his piano would probably be lost in the mix. And so, you know, that's basically what was going on here.
Did you ever wonder why he wanted to play even after having been discharged from the hospital with terminal cancer, why he wanted to go on playing?
It's just what he did. It's stories I've heard about Span when he was still with Muddy's band is that he would finish the gig, and many of those gigs in those days were like 5-6 hours long. They'd do 4, 5, 6 sets, and he'd go and find a bar that had a piano and play till, you know, an after-hours club and play till 5-6 in the morning. And that was his life.
Mr. Malik, thank you for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Noah.
Peter Malik, the recording of Span's last concert is called Otis Span Last Call, live at the Boston Tea Party.